Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
There has been a lot of fodder out there about Prince Harry and how much of a victim he is and how we should all be feeling sorry for him. And of course, how sorry we should feel for Meghan Markle and the fallout and how evil the royal family is. And I'm going to take about 2 minutes to explain to you just real quick, because I got to get it off my chest, how egregious this actually is. There was two things that happened on Sunday night in this country. There was the two-hour wine fest with Oprah. And I don't blame her for doing this interview, because this is great to resurrect her career. And she does an amazing job of interviewing. I want to also make that clear. I have no issues with what Oprah did. If you can get this interview and you know that all these people are going to watch this interview, you do the interview. You make a bunch of money off it. You help promote. I think she's got a magazine still, or your channel on cable, whatever it is. Good for her. But there was two different things happening on Sunday. And this is, I'm going to use this as a bigger example of where we are in society today and how screwed we are moving forward in society today. And you'll understand what I mean by this in just a moment. There were two things competing against one another on Sunday night. There was a real story about real America. There was a 60-minute story about Americans who are without food or a place to live, who've lost everything in their businesses due to the COVID-19 lockdowns. 60 Minutes actually did a really good job telling the story about how damning these lockdowns have been to Americans, to families, to small businesses. And they told the story of Americans who are now homeless, Americans that are going without food, Americans that are desperate for a job. They told the real story of what has happened with COVID-19. And they did it in a really personal, compelling way, which I'm glad they did it that way. Then you had this other story. You had this Meghan Markle sitting at a mansion, on the veranda of a mansion, whining about her troubles while making millions of dollars doing it, and whining about her son not getting to be titled a prince. And this tells you about what's wrong in this country right now, and it's the issue of victimhood. You want to make it in America today? Claim you are a victim. You want to do something nowadays? You want a platform? All you got to do is claim that you are a victim. Victimhood is everything now in society. Victimhood is the whole ball game in society nowadays. You come out, you claim you're a victim, you sit on a mansion, on a veranda, making millions of dollars, doing an interview about how your son wasn't going to get the title of a prince, which, by the way, there was precedent for this. It's been there around for about 100 years. And this is now where we are. This is the world that we live in, where victimhood is everything. And the headlines came flowing out of this, you know, this bombshell interview and how sad it is. Look, I have compassion for Harry. I really do, because of what happened to his mom. Do I think that the royal family's probably jacked up and messed up? Yes. But Meghan Markle, a victim? You wanted to be famous. You got it. You wanted to be rich. You got it. You wanted to be important. You got it. And then you want to trash your husband's family to the world and make money off of it while doing it? That's a whole nother level of victimhood. You know, the headline, I love this one. Prince Harry told Oprah, Queen Elizabeth, Prince Philip's were not part of conversation over Archie's skin tone. They're already backing down on this one because they also threw out the racism card, right? What color is your son going to be is what they said. And whether that happened or not, I don't know. I don't really care. It goes back to what I'm talking about now. It's now cool to do these interviews and to claim that you're a victim. And now they're having to backtrack already because clearly his own family is like, are you kidding me? This is now what you're going to do because you didn't get your way? They talk about not giving royal protection to the family members. Again, this is nothing but another issue of victimhood. Were there any threats? Is there anything we need to know about them? Are they saying that there were threats coming in? They wouldn't give them protection? No, that's but again, play the victim card, victim card, victim card here. Now, Harry is now having to say, well, the Queen and Prince Philip's were not part of the skin color conversation. Remember, Meghan Markle, the richest woman I've ever seen, play the victim card. It's impressive. Who wanted to be famous, playing the victim card, told Oprah Winfrey during a wide-ranging interview that there were concerns and conversations about how dark her son Archie's skin might be when he's born. Why did they say that in the interview? Because, man, it made for damn good TV, didn't it? I mean, this is just everybody insert outrage, and they knew in this interview, they know how to do this. This was not off the cuff. This was well thought out. We're going to claim victimhood, and we're going to make the entire royal family look like racist, because that's the number one way now you claim victimhood is scream race card. It works uniformly all over the world now, and we clearly see it now. It works, folks. It works. On Monday, Winfrey told Gayle King that despite pressing Prince Harry on camera and off about who was part of those conversations, he would not say because this sells the victimhood even more. He did not share the identity with me, but he wanted to make sure that I knew. And if I have an opportunity to share it, that it was not his grandmother, Queen Elizabeth, nor his grandfather, Prince Philip's, that were a part of those conversations, Winfrey said. So let me get this straight. You admitted this in the interview to get more people to watch, right? You admitted this. You purposely decided not to share it so that you would gain a bigger controversy, and then you came out with Gayle King the next day, your best friend, and you say, well, I do want to clarify one thing. It was not his grandmother, Queen Elizabeth, nor his grandfather, Prince Philip's, that were part of those conversations. So now you clarify it. Quote, he did not tell me who were a part of those conversations. As you can see, I tried to get that answer on camera and off. Meghan, who is biracial, described that when she was first pregnant with her son Archie, there were concerns, quote, and conversations about how dark his skin might be when he was born. The statement led Winfrey to, of course, act shocked and say, what? While Winfrey sat in silence, Meghan said she struggled to understand why there were concerns within the royal family about her son's skin color. She said it was hard for her to compartmentalize those conversations. Meghan, the actress who starred in a TV drama Suits, said she grew concerned about her son not having a royal title because it meant he wouldn't be provided security. I have a hard time buying it was only about the security. And they didn't not give him a title because they didn't like him. It's because there's 100 years of precedent here. But of course, please, let's cry about it. You're sitting on a veranda at a mansion with millions of dollars in the bank. You guys can pay for your own dead gum protection if you actually wanted to pay for your protection. And now you're entitled little whiners. Meghan Merkel claiming that Kate Middleton made her cry. How many girls have made other girls cry? Why is this newsworthy, for goodness sakes? If you want to do this story, then don't you have to do this story for everybody in the country? Every girl has made another girl cry that I know in my life. But it's different now because we are all about victimhood in this country right now. The Duchess Meghan Merkel claimed that during an interview with Oprah that her sister-in-law made her cry despite rumors of the reverse floating online. Ahead of her 2018 wedding to Prince Harry, rumors swirled online that Merkel made Middleton cry over some disputes relating to flower girl dresses. According to Merkel, it was Middleton who made her cry and who later apologized. The apparent fight, Merkel said in an interview published Sunday, was a turning point in her relationship with the British royal family. Are you kidding me? So now we give a crap about two women who are incredibly entitled crying over dresses for flower girls that break up a family, that make you millions of dollars doing an interview with Oprah Winfrey, and I'm supposed to give a crap? You want to know why this country is screwed? I would argue why the civilized world is screwed is because we have an entire generation right now that is entitled, and they always want to say victimhood. I'm a victim. I'm a victim. I'm a victim. I'm a victim. Welcome to just growing up in America, for goodness sakes, or in the world, for goodness sakes, or just becoming an adult. If another woman makes another woman cry, that's not news. Shouldn't be news. The fact that you're sitting on TV on a veranda at a mansion whining about your son not getting the title of prince when it was precedent for your son not getting the title of prince is not news. You're a whiner. You're an entitled rich person. This is all about entitlement.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works.
period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's C-H-O-Q.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer. Subscriptions cancelable anytime. C-H-O-Q.com. Promo code Ben.
The bigger point about this interview with this royal family is the fact that we now live in a society where we have trained young people to not grow up, and we have trained young people to always cry and to raise their hand and to claim that they are a victim no matter what. We're soft as a country. We are soft as a society, and we have indoctrinated young people to become soft, to be soft, to always have a problem with everything and to blame everybody else. You had two big stories in this country. One was about real people suffering because of the COVID lockdowns on 60 Minutes, and the other one of a fake outrage over the royal family and someone who didn't get their way, who decided, by the way, to then throw their entire family under the bus and leave ambiguity about claiming they're all racist when not all of them are racist. I have no idea who had the conversation about what the skin color would be, but I have a hard time buying that someone didn't Google that. You really going to have that conversation? Like, seriously, you really going to have that conversation? Again, this is nothing more than people being victims and spoiled brats in this country. When you look at this sit down, it is totally encompassing of the problems that we have in America today and the problems that we have with social media today. Everybody on social media wants to tell their sad story about whatever terrible happened to them in their life. And instead, we've lost it, folks. Look, remember what this country used to look like. We used to have young people that lied about their age to go fight wars, for goodness sakes. Now everybody's a victim of everything. Meghan Markle claims Kate Middleton made her cry. Boo hoo. If I'm a man and I decide I'm a woman, I should be able to play sports. Boo-hoo. If I don't get my way, I'm going to claim that everybody's a racist. Boo-hoo. The list goes on and on and on. I need a government bailout check, and if you don't give it to me, I'm going to die. Boo-hoo. I'm going to fix all the problems of poverty in America in 1 second, Joe Biden said this week. Boo-hoo. 1 second this week. That's what he said. With a check for $1,400, which I don't believe for a moment that that's actually going to happen. Boo-hoo. We are screwed in this country. And this interview is just a perfect example, case study, of how obsessed we have allowed young people to get with their own selves, and we haven't trained them to buck up and be grown adults. When we think there's a tragedy here, a great tragedy, because you had two entitled women who are crying over flower girl dresses, and we actually believe that this is a problem in the world today, you know we've gone soft and we are totally screwed as a country. And then arguing over who's gonna apologize the other one about crying over flower girl dresses. Are you kidding me? And this, and not only that, let's look at the story here. This apparent fight was, quote, the turning point, I'm using Merkel's words, in her relationship with the entire British royal family, a fight over flower girl dresses? Come on. Like, are you joking? You want to know why we have so many people sitting around on their butts right now just waiting for the government to come and save the day? Because we have actually trained an entire generation. An entire generation to be a victim on everything. You're a victim because you're famous. You're a victim because you're not only you're famous, but you're sitting at a mansion flying on private jets, and you're upset because your son didn't get protection or the title of a prince on a veranda with Oprah. And people are like wanting to come hug you because of this interview. And the fact that so many people care, I did not watch. I want to make this very clear. I did not watch the entire interview because I wasn't going to waste 2 hours of my life watching this crap. I watched enough of it, saw enough of this stuff to realize what this clearly was from the very beginning. I want to make that also very clear. This is a perfect synopsis of why this country is going to, it has lost its core, has lost its fight, has lost its roots. Is that so many people actually gave a crap and watched this stuff. This is why the Democrats can do what they're doing right now in this country. This is the reason why they can fundamentally change this nation, and they've done it through the schools, because we are raising and indoctrinating kids to believe that there's no such thing as a bad day. Someone's out to get you, and someone should apologize. Remember the good old idea, the school of hard knocks? That was fun. Remember that? Remember when we used to actually just have to, like, buck up and deal with it and move on? That doesn't exist in this country anymore. No. You've got to be a victim on everything. Nothing is your fault. Everything is someone else's fault. Everything that happens right now is the fault of another human being, not yours. And if someone bothers you, someone makes you angry, someone hacks you off, you just need to know one thing. They're probably racist. They're probably racist. They are probably a bunch of evil racists. And they should be canceled. We should cancel them immediately. They're terrible people. They're the worst people you've ever seen in your entire life. You should cancel all of them. Don't worry, though. The government will fix it. We'll pass some rule or some law. We'll silence people online that we don't like their opinions. Let's go back to silencing people for a second. Let's talk about that. Why do you think social media has gotten away with doing what they're doing towards conservatives? It's because we have now decided that everybody can be offended by so many different things that then we trust big tech to silence anybody that is offended. Can't post that online, we'll shut you down, you're offended. Can't say that online, we'll cancel them and make sure that they never work a day in Hollywood or a day in as a CEO or a day in comedy, this cancel culture that we're in right now. This goes hand in hand with a Merkel interview, right? Let's just publicly shame everybody that we disagree with. And then we silence everybody that we disagree with. We shut them down, we get them offline. Look at the Dr. Seuss books. It's another great example. I'm fine with rewriting the Dr. Seuss books of things that are racially insensitive. I am. I'm okay with those books, some of the books not being done. But it wasn't even about the books after there was one thing that people didn't like, not putting it into the context of when it was actually written. Everybody said, cancel it all. Ban all books. Burn them all. This is about book burning. And then there's actually people that are proud of this interview with Oprah. Another victim right here, Serena Williams, a woman who attacked other women, Serena Williams, who threatened to slam a tennis ball down an Asian woman's throat. She didn't get canceled because she's a black woman. She now says, comes out and says she's proud of Meghan Markle following her interview. Proud for what? Someone explain to me what they're proud of. Proud of the fact that she's definitely solidified ruining a relationship with her husband's family. Proud that she put out these statements implying that the entire royal family is somehow racist. Within this morning, they have to do a little damage control, and they're like, all right, it wasn't the queen or prince that actually said these things. It was others, but we're not going to tell you who, so we'll indict the entire family that all of them are racist. A woman sitting on a veranda at a mansion claiming she's a victim. You want to know why I'm afraid that we'll never be able to win a world war again if it ever comes to us? Because we've gone this soft. Greatest country in the world wouldn't have watched this crap, much less promoted it. Greatest country in the world would have never done this stuff years ago. We had kids that weren't victims, right, but years ago that lied about their age when they were 16 and 17 to go to war and fight, for goodness sakes. Now look at where we are. I'm sorry. This is. Remember, this interview is one of those perfect examples of a turning point in the world. We now believe rich people, as long as they have the right narrative, are victims. And they go on TV and they whine from a mansion. Meanwhile, in 60 Minutes, the real story of who is a victim in this country is being told. Hardworking men and women in this country that have lost everything, that are unemployed, that because of these lockdowns, who've lost their businesses because of these lockdowns. That's the real victims. And at least 60 Minutes was telling their story last night where everybody else was obsessing over Meghan Merkel and her royal fight with a bunch of other rich people.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer. Subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben.
I want to describe for you something else that is happening in this country right now when it comes to, again, the wussification and the entitlement of people. There is a new trend that's happening on social media of young Democrats who are having, quote, buyer's remorse. Now, it's an intriguing buyer's remorse, right? Because it's an I told you so moment that Joe Biden lied to you and screwed you. But it also just tells you about the entitlement aspect of where we are in this country. There's a young Democratic voter that went viral who told CNN that Joe Biden still owes me $2,000, which tells you about the mentality of entitlement. And Joe Biden and the Democrats were brilliant. They said, vote for me and I'll send you $2,000. And now they're not. So there's this growing group of young Democrats that are frustrated and they're going online to whine and complain. Instead of just going out there and like trying to work hard or find another job. No. We're upset. You lied to us. Again, it goes back to the wussification and the entitlement of young people in this country. The same exact thing we saw on display with the Merkel interview. But these group of Democrats, they're going on social media and they're upset because they didn't get their money. And they're rebuking Joe Biden as the president's backtracking on a series of campaign promises, including $2,000 stimulus checks and also raising the minimum wage, which is exactly what I told you they were doing. They were playing you like fools. They said, vote for me and I'll send you $2,000. Vote for me, I'll give you a raise. I love this kid now that's on CNN. He says, quote, they're putting that single check on the back burner. They're putting the minimum wage on the back burner. They're dropping bombs on Syria right now, and those bombs are kind of expensive for a dude who owes me $2,000, one young voter said to CNN. It's amazing. They owe me money. Where's my money? I need my money. Why aren't you giving me my money? I deserve this money. I need my money. I'm a young voter. This is a problem here. I need the money. This is money that I'm owed, right? This is my cash. How dare you not give me my money?
Young Democrats like Ben see a lot of promises unkept.
They're putting that stimulus check on the back burner. They're putting the minimum wage hike on the back burner. And they're dropping bombs in Syria right now. And those bombs are kind of expensive for a dude who owes me $2,000, you know?
I love this. For a dude that owes me $2,000, isn't that amazing? This dude owes me $2,000, so he's at least admitting it. Hey, there was an agreement here. There was an agreement that you give me $2,000 if I vote for you.
So, you know, it's kind of expensive to fight terrorism right now. Like, you probably shouldn't be, you know, going after the terrorists over there because you owe me $2,000, bro.
Like, you personally, and I do love this ignorance. I really do. It's amazing to watch and witness. I'm in favor of it. I think it's great. Like, this is brilliant. Good. I hope Joe Biden and all the Democrats have to deal with this incompetency and these idiots, these young, entitled little kids
who are like, well, you owe me personally, man, $2,000. You told me you're going to get me. You know, it's kind of a problem that you're dropping these bombs over. These bombs are kind of expensive. Meanwhile, we're CNN. We found an angry young person in America today who's really upset that you owe me some money.
Democrats like Ben see a lot of promises unkept.
They're putting that stimulus check on the back burner. They're putting the minimum wage hike on the back burner. And they're dropping bombs in Syria right now. And those bombs are kind of expensive for a dude who owes me $2,000.
Yeah, I just burned you. This dude owes me $2,000.
Let's go to the minimum wage thing you just talked about there. Joe Biden got elected by whoring out this government by saying, if you vote for me, I'll give you a raise that no one can actually pay for. And that's why I'm running away from it right now, because no one can afford it during a kind of COVID. But these little whiners are now upset that they got played. They got bamboozled. Well, this guy owes me money. The idea that you think Joe Biden owes you money is also laughable. Joe Biden doesn't owe you crap. You just got duped. And Joe Biden is not the one that has the money, by the way. This idea you don't even understand it. This is your money, by the way. Look at this COVID relief bill. Less than 10 cents of every dollar in the $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill has anything to do with actual COVID. This is nothing but pork barrel spending. And they're taking your money and then sending you a little bit of your money back. Right? They're taking your money and sending a little bit of your money, not much, just a little bit of your money back, just a tiny little bit of your money back to you. And you're supposed to be like really happy about it, by the way. Look at the propaganda. And I mentioned this yesterday, but it's just a great point here. The Washington Post wrote a headline, a propaganda headline like you would see in Venezuela or Russia by state media or China. Right? Propaganda you would see in North Korea. Their headline was Biden stimulus showers money on Americans, sharply cutting poverty and defining move of presidency. We're like 2 weeks in, 2 months in, whatever we are now. And they're like, oh, this is a defining move of his presidency, giving people less money than he promised. That's nothing but propaganda. And $1,400, by the way, is not going to fix the problem with poverty. It may stall poverty for a couple of weeks. It may help you pay a few bills that you got that got put on the back burner. But this propaganda from the media here, this is nothing but like state-sponsored propaganda from the Washington Post. Biden stimulus showers money on Americans. Where was that headline when a guy named Donald Trump sent you $2,000? Why didn't you write that article then, Washington Post? Because Donald Trump was making it rain for Americans, right? If you're calling it now, $1,400 now showering me with cash, trying to protect Joe Biden from the angry young Democrats in America that are upset. They're like, you owe me money personally. They don't even understand government. What do you think? Joe Biden's going to like write you a check? You think that's how this works? You think Joe Biden opens up his check account, his bank account, I should say, and writes you a check? It's not how this works. That's not how any of this works. That's not how any of this works. But here we are with this entitlement mentality. You owe me $2,000, President Joe Biden. No, he actually doesn't. He doesn't owe you any of that money. You got duped. You're stupid. I'll say it. Everybody else won't, but I will say it. You're an idiot. You got duped. You should have listened to us when we told you that you didn't want to go down this road. And Donald Trump has given you more money with stimulus than any other president did dealing with COVID. You're welcome. We warned you. We told you so. And again, you didn't listen. And now you're upset. And minimum wage is the same thing. AOC, did you guys see this? AOC actually came out demanding now $24 an hour. I told you it would never end. No longer is it $15 minimum wage. No. Now she says minimum wage should be $24 an hour. Automation, folks, is gonna kill the job market. You're going to have people that are now going to be underemployed with these mandates that are coming. You're going to have Americans that are going to go from 40 hours a week to 30 hours a week to 20 hours a week, and they're going to eventually lose these jobs to automation because these companies cannot stay open at $24 an hour, which has already moved up from $15 an hour. There's a new study that came out, and it specifically looked at McDonald's and McDonald's only. And what it told everybody is this: increasing minimum wage, demanding this fight for 15 at McDonald's, has actually led to higher prices at McDonald's. Quote, customers are paying the price when minimum wage rises, according to new research. Progressives lost their effort to include an increase in the federal minimum wage as part of the coronavirus relief spending bill that cleared the Senate over the weekend. Their goal had been to more than double the federal minimum wage from its current level of $7.25 an hour to $15 an hour. However, a new study shows that minimum wage hikes resulted in higher prices. The paper published by the National Bureau of Economic Research looked at what happened at various McDonald's restaurants when the minimum wage was mandated to go up. Quote, our data imply that McDonald's restaurants passed through the higher costs directly of the minimum wage increase in the form of direct higher prices of their product and the Big Mac sandwich. Told you so. After examining wage and price data from most of America's McDonald's restaurants, the research concluded there was a full or near full price pass-through of minimum wage induced higher costs of labor. Oh, and don't worry. A lot of people lost their jobs, too, because of automation at McDonald's. You go into the cities where McDonald's had these local minimum wage increases, and guess what happened? Guess what happened? They put in automation. So to recap all this, no, I don't feel sorry for the royals sitting on a veranda at a mansion talking about how their son didn't get called a prince. No, I also don't feel sorry for the young Democrats who say that Joe Biden owes them $2,000 and they got bamboozled. No, I don't feel sorry for the workers that got bamboozled when Joe Biden told you he was going to give you $15 minimum wage, and guess what? They didn't do it. You guys got duped. That's on you, and I think it's amazing. I think it's absolutely hysterical. But I have a feeling that you guys aren't going to learn your lesson. That's my gut. I have a feeling you guys are not going to learn your lesson. You're going to keep voting for people that tell you they're going to give you free crap instead of actually learning how to work and work hard and roll with the punches and stop being a victim. Because victimhood is the most popular thing in this country today. victimhood is everything now. I want to remind you, make sure if you want to know what's in the COVID relief bill, you go backwards and grab our podcast from yesterday. You can download and listen to any of our older episodes of our podcast. A lot of it's great information for you. Please, please make sure you share with your family and friends about our podcast, as Facebook has shut us down. So you guys are the only way we can get the word out about our podcast. So thank you for helping us get the word out. I'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a great day.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.